Saturday edition of the show, and it's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And you can join us online, freetalklive.com, whenever there's something you need to know about the show. If you want to know it first, get on the updates list, updates.freetalklive.com. Coming up this hour, it is the final hour of the Saturday show. On the way, there's a Latino city, a suburb in California, that has basically said, screw the law. We're going to let you illegals come on in here, and that's cool with us. So they're going to give protection to illegal immigrants.
Awesome.
We'll talk to you a little bit more about that. Plus, a teacher has had a run-in, which wasn't so friendly, with Homeland Security, also the state of New York, making it so you have to have a license to dance. We'll share all that with you and more, but first...
You know what? I should need to get a license to dance, because no one should ever have to be exposed to my dancing.
Just so you know, in case you're just tuning in, Torgo's a big, big man.
I am.
Yes, you would jiggle.
With no rhythm. A big man with no rhythm.
You would jiggle, though.
I do. Right. Usually just when sitting around. It's amazing.
We're going to go to Brett in Iowa. Brett, you take control of the airwaves with Ian and Torgo on Free Talk Live. Hello, Brett.
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I just wanted to respond to Rich's call earlier.
Yeah, Rich, who called in last hour, he basically claimed that the government's watching you. They're hacking into your computer. They're monitoring everything you say. That's what Rich was saying.
Yeah, I think that's a load of crap.
Why?
Well, all right, he said he was...
What do you know? You live in a cornfield.
Well, that's very true, but that means I have a lot of time to sit here on my computer.
Okay.
So, basically, he claims to have this super awesome McAfee intrusion detection system.
Right. Well, know. I've got McAfee personal firewall.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, really? So, you spent $8? Good job.
Yeah, that guy's cool on that part already. Well, anyway, he said that this McAfee intrusion detection system was seeing all these different IPs come in and supposedly attacking his network.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? If I have my network is like I have two routers and then a smooth wall, which I don't know if you're familiar with it. It's a Linux distribution that's basically just a firewall.
Yeah. Okay.
I have that between all my computers. If I wanted to, I could set up this intrusion detection on this smooth wall box, and it would tell me every IP that hits my computer.
Yeah.
What he's probably seeing, in fact, I know what he's seeing, people inside of those companies with IPs that are assigned to those corporations that he was talking about are most likely their computers have been taken over by a Trojan, and they're just scanning random IPs. So what happens with most worms, you know what I mean?
They're good
scanning
point.
Computers to... See if they
right.
Have,
so what? Yeah. So.
Spam from.
But those worms have been released by the government into the Merck computer systems to hack your machine and forward all of your info to the NSA.
Yeah, it's just a huge conspiracy.
Thank you for the excellent explanation, Brett. Anything else on your mind tonight?
Not a whole lot.
Appreciate hearing from you, sir. 800-259-9231 is the toll free number. So essentially, what he's pointing out is. There's thousands of different viruses out there, Trojans. When a Trojan means that it comes packaged with something else, typically. So when you'll install some new program that you downloaded off the internet, it might have a Trojan attached to it. It'll
right.
install itself. You won't ever know it's there unless you have a virus scanning software, and plenty of people don't. So the Trojan will automatically look for open access. It will start just pinging around the internet. It will just start looking for computers, essentially. And in his case, it's failing, the guy that called in, because he has a firewall. So he's being protected from the attacks, but he's freaking out because he's trying to figure out where they're coming from and thinking there's some sort of a conspiracy going on, when in fact it's just a program created by some kid.
Right, exactly. It's the same thing that was going on with the NIMDA virus years ago. What that would do is Windows 98 had a vulnerability in it where someone could, you know, throw a certain kind of packet at your machine and... infect it with this virus.
Right.
And then your computer would
the
just
same thing.
Start hitting random IPs on the internet until it found something that accepted that packet, and
right.
now that one was infected. All of a sudden, millions of computers with Windows 98 were just bogging themselves down.
Right. And then, so if you have thousands of computers with the same virus on it, they're all acting at the same time, all spamming out their virus as much as possible, of course you're going to come across... IP addresses from Merck, and you're going to come across IP addresses from the government and your next-door neighbor, maybe, too.
I have a website, and I looked at my logs, and I keep getting hit by a Google bot. And it's, you know what they're doing is they're hacking my computer with their hacking robot.
Yeah.
And they're forwarding it. Don't be evil. Right. They're government agents.
I'm just
with
imagining
their Google
it.
Bot.
I'm just imagining him in his den, living by himself. Because you know he lives by himself. Living by himself.
I think he and Paula should get together.
Yeah, they both were from Florida.
I know. They're close enough to meet up, maybe have a couple of beers.
And talk about the New World Order. Anyway, I could just see him poring over his printouts and just trying to put the conspiracy together in his head and typing up a newsletter and distributing it to five people.
What's going to happen is he's going to show Paula his list of IPs and the whole paths that are following them up, and then she's going to look at those IPs and take all of the sixes and put them together in groups of three and see, oh, it's three groups of 666.
It's prophecy.
The government is working on behalf of the devil. It's the devil.
Please, just watch some TV or something, okay? Let's go to Tom in New York. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Good, Tom. What's on your mind?
I want to give you guys a call to talk about the woman you interviewed last night from TABC.
The spokes bureaucrat from the Texas Alcohol Banning Commission. Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I just want to let you know, the main point I want to make is she totally misquoted the Constitution in her argument. She said that when the amendment that repealed prohibition gives the states the right to regulate alcohol, nowhere in the 21st Amendment does it say that. I mean, maybe she could argue the 10th Amendment would argue something like that, but nowhere
right.
in the 21st does it say that.
Now, I would argue that the 21st Amendment, worded the way it does, would in fact allow the states to choose whether or not they want to regulate alcohol inside their state, because all the 21st Amendment says is that the 18th Amendment no longer applies, meaning there is no federal law regarding the production and sale of alcohol.
And if there's no federal law, then it does go to the
states. Then the states can choose to regulate it.
Okay, yeah, sure. But technically, it would be the 10th Amendment that would give them the right to regulate.
That's correct. But, you know, what does she know? She's just a spokesperson.
That's what we come to expect, I guess.
Okay.
The other thing is, though, like, laws like this really scare me, particularly because I live in New York City. I could see in Texas, I think, you know, this law eventually gets squashed. It's not going to be long-lived. But it starts with things like here in New York City, we have the smoking ban. And for the most part, I think people actually like it because they don't like smoking bars.
Yeah.
I could see a law like this coming here, the smoking ban being sort of the first step. You know?
Then the alcohol ban, and then you go down to what used to be your favorite little Irish pub, and now it's an oxygen smoothie bar.
I don't know, man. The law in Texas has been on the books for a long time. They've just been enforcing it heavier recently. They're going around arresting people for being drunk in bars. I can see how you would think that people would oppose this. I can see how you would think that the law would be repealed, but I don't know, man. The bureaucrats that are enforcing this law are really Johnny on the spot when it comes to defending it and making excuses and bringing up emotional connections, like, well, we're doing this to stop people from driving drunk. That's why we're doing this. You know, so the people that are concerned with that sort of thing, it sounds good. There's two sides to this story in Texas. There is a group of people, citizens, that are for this enforcement. And so I don't know if it's going to be a walk in the park like you might think.
Yeah, but they do things that are ridiculous when they defend this type of stuff, too, with those emotional... I met Agnes Johnson. No, you didn't. Stop making up names. That's the thing, because they'll just make up a story. I met Agnes Johnson. Her son was at a bar, and he was smoking, and he got really, really drunk in the bar and tripped, and his cigarette lit the bar on fire, and everyone died. So we have to stop alcohol right now.
Oh, it's really disturbing what's going on in Texas. Any other thoughts for us, Tom?
Well, yeah, just one last question. Do you speculate if this law has been on the books for so long? Do you have any speculation as to why they're just now cracking down?
I don't know, man. They've been doing this. It's just they've been doing it more recently. I have no explanation. Maybe they just started doing a little more and found out they could get away with it, and so they just keep escalating it.
Governor's Coke habit got a little out of hand. They need the extra cash.
Thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. We got Bill, and we've got Ellen, and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean the hard-to-find kind that's all natural and not full of corrosive toxins and chemicals and detergents that just dry out your skin and have been connected to very serious health problems. Let me tell you something about the Calbin Pure Soap Company. There's 100% unconditional guarantee on all their wonderful products. They're all natural, they're triple concentrated, they're factory direct, factory owned, and operated since 1947. Earth-friendly Absolutely. Pure soaps for bathing, laundry, and kitchen. Try Pure Soap once, and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory direct to you and your family. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin Soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting the show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Improve your home's comfort and beauty. Custom replacement windows from Sears are low maintenance and may also help reduce your energy costs. Call 1-800-393-8378 for a free in-home consultation and save $375 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Improving your home has never been easier. Call Sears at 1-800-393-8378. Update your kitchen with custom cabinet refacing from Sears. Your kitchen can look like new in about 4 to 6 days without the cost or mess of totally remodeling. Call 1-800-300-8069 for a free design consultation. Call and save $500 on select styles. Offer ends 4/29/06. Installation provided by Sears Authorized Licensed Contractors. License number available upon request, not available in all areas. Call Sears now at 1-800-300-8069.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. You bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
The live Saturday edition. Anything. Whatever you want. In fact, ladies come first on Free Talk Live. So let's talk to Ellen. Ellen in Oklahoma, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torga.
Well, I'm really enjoying the show.
Hi, Ellen. We're enjoying you being here. What's on your mind?
Well, I want to know about what Richard had to say about the TIA, you know, remember old Poindexter's thing, and whether or not it has been privatized.
I'm sorry, can you run that by me again?
The Total Information Awareness Program set up by Poindexter.
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 Go ahead and elaborate on that a little bit, because I know I, for one, am not completely familiar with it.
Okay, well, it was a special, you know, a special project. And, you know, the Total Information Awareness Network was using the computers in just the manner that Richard mentioned. And, but they caught him at it, and even Poindexter lost his job.
Who
you
was
remember
employed?
Poindexter
who
was from Iran-Contra.
Okay. And when did this happen?
Oh, gosh, well, it was, gosh, was it 2002?
Okay, what is this total information awareness thing? Because I think I've heard of it before. What was it now?
Yeah, it was totally using all the computers and everything else like that and all this and all resources, you know, to spy domestically.
Totally but using all computers to spy?
Every system that you can, every cybernetic system. It was a DARPA project. You know, but anyway, that's not the point. The point that I'm making, I think it was privatized. That's what.
But where'd you hear about all this anyway?
Honey, I'm not on talk shows.
On what? You have your own talk
show? Anyway, now the reason I'm going to say this, and I'm saying that may have rung a bell someplace, and you've got an 800 number list that captures phone.
What?
You have a 1-800 number list that captures phone numbers.
There's a 1-800 number list that captures phone numbers. You just have to understand. I'm trying to just figure all this out. It's a little confusing to me.
I'm going a little bit too fast, but I'll say this.
How does a list capture phone numbers? What are you talking about?
When anybody dials a 1-800 number, they are captured at the other end and identified.
Okay.
So you get a list of numbers. Time of call, et cetera, like that, in your billing system for your 800 number. So you have now captured one of my phones.
Right.
Okay, now that's true. That holds true.
Caller ID.
Just to be fair, that holds true when any phone number calls any other phone number.
Yes.
Regardless of it being toll-free.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
What about it? I mean, caller ID has been around for a decade.
I'm going to say, this is not the point. I'm talking about capturing databases. Now, that's my specialty. Now, I'm going to say, most people do not have to worry.
What?
And most people don't have to worry about anybody wanting to spy on them, because most of all, what they're doing is so dull and boring that nobody wants to spy on them.
Okay, I agree with that.
Now, if you're doing something very interesting, or you have a reputation for doing something very interesting,
yeah,
then you become more interesting to track.
I love how dramatic you are. You're so dramatic.
That's because I've lectured.
Are you a spy too or something? I mean, what's the deal here?
Well, what do you mean? Did I work for one of the companies?
I don't understand. I mean,
worked for one of the companies, but I worked in psychotropic substances when I was working for the CIA.
Yeah. You're working for the CIA?
Years ago, I worked for the CIA. Now.
With psychotropic substances.
So you were testing, LSD or that sort of thing, or what?
Hey, you think I'm going to stay on the air?
You've already told us you worked for the CIA. If you know the CIA, you're not supposed to reveal
you
the fact that you work for the CIA.
You couldn't possibly find out who I am.
What?
I told you, I'm a specialist in networking. You couldn't possibly find out who I am.
Well, okay. Anyway.
This is not the point.
So did you block your caller? Did you block your phone number when you called?
Hold on. She has a point. To get to. So go ahead.
There's a point here.
Go ahead, Ellen. I apologize.
When I go into certain databases on computers, I never use my machine.
Okay.
And the reason I don't is because I've had it happen. And I've had it happen before 9/11. When I cross the border and go into a French database in mathematics and network theory, I am picked up.
By?
I don't know, just some little ghost.
You're picked up by a ghost.
Yeah, picked up by a ghost on, little echoes on the internet. Now, let's say now, of course, I'm crossing the border. You know, when I go into Canada or, when I'm going to websites around the world. But it's not going around the world that does that.
This is completely off topic, but I do just have to make this comment. And I hope you don't get offended, but the way that you speak and your tone of voice, you sound like Cruella De Vil. I've noticed it from the moment you got on the phone.
I even look like her. I don't have Dalmatians.
Well, neither did she, and that was her whole problem.
Let's
Ellen, play. You got 30 seconds to make a point here. Go ahead.
Well, that's what I'm saying is. Just because it's not happening to you and you don't know how it happens, don't discount somebody that's happening to you.
Oh, wait, now, I'm not saying you can't get hacked. I'm not saying there aren't people...
Richard, there's nothing we can do about it because it's all privatized.
Well, there's no Richard on the line.
He's coming out of Bulgaria now.
All right, Ellen, thanks for the expertise. Bye-bye. 800-259-9231. I can't take it anymore.
Oh, man.
They're coming out of Bulgaria. They're coming out of the woodwork tonight is where they're coming out
of. That call seems like it may have been coming out of Bulgaria. I mean, just out of nowhere.
Wow. Let's go to Bill in Indiana. Bill, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Hey, that's a hard act to follow.
I wanted her to say something about the puppies.
You know, I really didn't have a topic tonight. I just wanted to call and tell you how much I really appreciate your show and to listen to it. I only get it on a Saturday night.
Thank goodness someone's still listening after all these crackpots calling in.
Well, you know, some of these people, I think they're too busy looking for the black helicopters to hold down a job.
Yeah. But, so, did you have anything that you wanted to get
out there?
That's
true. Most company dress codes don't allow you to wear foil hats.
Now, come on, Bill. It's fine to call in and say thank you, and we appreciate
that. That's really all I want to say.
There's got to be an issue. You got to have some sort of pet issue.
If these people are so worried about it, why don't they just not have a computer in the first place?
Great point. Maybe they've got a porn addiction, Bill.
Well, then how are you going to break into a mathematical database in France?
And I wanted to congratulate you guys on the way you talked to the man with the drug. The guy was against the drugs.
Yeah.
You used logic, pristine logic, and I could tell how it was like a chess game, and he just was trying to avoid being trapped into logic, and he wouldn't listen to your line of, you were using beautiful analogies, and he just wasn't going to have any part of it.
No, he wasn't.
Well, it was kind of like a chess game, but it was more like a chess match where your opponent shows up thinking you're going to be playing water polo, and it didn't work.
Yeah, he didn't realize what he was getting into with coming onto this show, and I'm glad he stuck around for the entire hour. It turned out to be an excellent interview.
It was a very interesting program, and that's all I called to say is to, I really do enjoy this show, and you do give people enough rope to hang themselves.
Thank you, Bill.
You know,
we
Bill, if I ever meet you, I'm going to hug you. That was great. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231. That is toll-free, 1-800-259-9231. Well, it's good to know that people have been out there listening since the moment one of this show.
That's right.
Even after all the nut jobs calling in. It's like they feed off of each other, Torgo. Have you ever noticed that? I mean, we've tried to beat them back kind of over the years.
They certainly do. Oh,
but
man.
One calls in, and then another one calls in, and they've all got connections, and they're experts in hacking, and they know it all. I just don't think they're credible.
You know what? I think shortwave radio causes brain tumors.
Hey, apparently New York thinks dancing causes brain tumors because they have made it so you must be licensed to allow dancing. We'll explain that coming up.
Cancer dance.
This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Discover a natural way to experience healthier, cleaner indoor air without expensive filters and high-maintenance machines. Discover what natural health professionals have known for decades. Natural salt lamps ionize and purify indoor air. Natural salt lamps come handcrafted from salt crystals that are millions of years old. These lamps create healthy ions that eliminate odor, reduce bacteria, and can help allergy and asthma sufferers. You and your family will breathe better, sleep sounder, and have more energy. Natural salt lamps are available in stunning natural colors and shapes to accent any decor. The lamps are environmentally friendly and most important, they're affordable. Natural salt lamps come with a 100% 60-day satisfaction guarantee. Visit www.natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com to see the lamps for yourself and experience even more of the wellness tools available. Breathe easier, feel better, live healthier with a natural salt lamp by visiting natural-salt-lamps.com or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves toll free. The number is 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday night edition of the show. And as you, if you've been listening since the beginning of the show tonight, you know we'll literally let you through about anything.
That's a great show so far.
The phone screening process is essentially your name, where you're calling from, and what you want to talk about.
It also seems to be completely unnecessary at this point.
Yeah. Well, it is necessary.
Just put them on hold. Don't answer. Just throw them on hold.
No, we like to know who the ladies are, because ladies do come first.
That's true.
Talk live. So we do have to have bare minimum screening. But topics are not going to get you screened out, obviously. 800-259-9231. Hey, Torgo, we're going to get to this story about New York banning dancing, hopefully. But actually, I want to talk about the 911 operator first that ignored a phone call from a five-year-old.
Okay, well, this happened a couple of days ago here in Detroit. A five-year-old boy called 911 to report that his mother had collapsed in their apartment. But an operator told him he shouldn't be playing on the phone. And the mother died before help arrived.
Oh, my.
Yep, the family of Cheryl Turner does not know whether a swifter response could have saved her life, but relatives want to know why the operator apparently treated the call as if it were a prank. Turner's son, Robert, placed two calls to 911 after his mother collapsed on February 20th.
Wow.
During one of the calls, an operator said, "You shouldn't be playing on the phone." In a tape of the call, parts of which were broadcast, the operator says, "Now put her on the phone before I send the police out there to knock on the door, and you're going to be in trouble."
Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Let's see. The eldest of the mother's 10 children said police did not arrive until 3 hours later.
Wow.
She said only the five-year-old and the mother were home at the time.
Right.
Detroit police said it was at least an hour before authorities arrived, but he didn't have any details. By that time, the boy's mother had died, he said.
Jeez.
The operator may have believed he was playing on the phone, says the bureaucrat. Really? You picked up on that, did you?
Yeah.
Well, we've done an investigation, and we think that the operator was under the impression that it was a prank. Really? Did you get that from when the operator said, "Hey, this is a prank"? Or did you just come to that on your own with your crack police work?
You know what's not going to happen here? What's not going to happen is the operator is not going to face any punishment. They're not even going to be an administrative fine or anything like
that. They're doing an investigation, and the 911 operator remains on the job during the investigation, not even suspended with pay.
Oh,
on the job, still taking calls. So if you're in Detroit and someone dies, or someone collapses, you might be better off just, I don't know, finding some guy on the street to help you, because you're not going to get any help from 911.
Well, it's not like the 5-year-old.
You might, but there's a chance you're going to get this nut job.
It's not like the 5-year-old has the ability to really too critically think about what happened, but this isn't going to send a very good message to him, is it? I mean, somebody taught him well enough at age 5 that if there's something wrong, you know, mommy's hurting or whatever, call 911, and he did it. He did what he was instructed to do. I mean, lots of kids are given this instruction. This kid managed to carry it out, and now he's just disrespected for it. Now he's going to think, gosh, 911 doesn't do very much to help anybody. Which really is the case.
He will probably never call. I mean, they do respond in emergencies. I've had them respond,
really?
You know. But at the same time, with that type of an experience, when there's another legitimate cause for him to call 911, he's not going to do it.
He might not.
No. He's going to be like, "Well, 911 doesn't like me."
That's a sad story.
But luckily, actually, he called 911 and they hung up on him, but he did call back a second time and they did send somebody out. But it was 3 hours before anybody got there.
Well, you know, that's I saw a placard somewhere or on somebody's wall or something like that that said, dial 911 and die. And it's something I've always remembered ever since I saw it. Because really, if you expect the government to help you out in a time of need, whether it be someone breaking into your home or someone having a heart attack, you just might find yourself severely disappointed.
Right. Well, I remember a case in Tampa a few years ago. Someone had gotten stabbed and the kid's mother, you know, a teenage kid had gotten stabbed and the kid's mother called 911. And no one got there for, like, 9 hours or something like that. She called, like, 5 times, and they kept getting no response and took 9 hours or some sort of ridiculous amount of time. And the kid was dead for hours before anybody got there. But
have you ever had a bad experience with 911? Explore it with us. 800-259-9231. That's toll-free. 1-800-259-9231. Let's shift gears to New York City.
New York City!
According to Reuters, New York City may be known as a center of artistic expression, but a judge on Monday dismissed a lawsuit that argued people have a constitutional right to dance in any bar or restaurant. Ruling on a suit that argued recreational dancing was a form of expression protected under the New York State Constitution, the judge said clubs and restaurants that permitted dancing increased traffic and noise around the establishment. The case was brought by a club seeking to overturn a law requiring establishments to have a special license for patrons to be allowed to dance. That's right. There's a license in New York City to allow people to dance in your bar
or
restaurant. Although he dismissed the case for any lack of a viable constitutional claim, the judge did say the 80-year-old Prohibition-era cabaret law could be reexamined. Quote, "The city can take the lead by finding a way to accommodate more opportunities for participatory social dancing." How flowery is that language? I mean,
that doesn't really say anything.
The city can take the lead by finding a way to accommodate more opportunities for participatory social dancing.
You know what that means? There's going to be city-sponsored dance-a-thons in Central Park. Maybe right after the ice cream social.
Surely the Big Apple is big enough to find a way to let people dance.
What? Yeah, it certainly is. Leave people alone. Yeah. Let them dance.
Let them. What are you talking about?
You know what? This studio is big enough to find a way to let people dance.
I could even dance with you in here if I wanted
to. Why don't we? On the break. I think I want to do the lumbada with you, Ian.
Do you really know how to do the lumbada?
No, but I'll look up instructions online.
Many of New York's bars and restaurants that do not carry a cabaret license post signs on their walls, believe it or not, saying no dancing. They have to put signs up to prohibit people from dancing in New York because they just might get an itch. They might get a desire to stand up and grab someone they care about or maybe even a total stranger and ask them to dance with them. Boy, we can't have that now. Whoa.
Now, you know, and it's been mentioned on the air before that Manwich and I go out and do karaoke from time to time.
That's right.
And when we're out there...
I was there.
Yep, you've been as well. And sometimes when people are singing, depending on the song and how into it people are getting, people start dancing. People will start dancing in this little bar that doesn't have a dance floor. They're just dancing in the spaces around their tables.
Sure, it doesn't take a lot of space.
Nope, not at all. And so people are out enjoying themselves, going somewhere that really isn't a dancing establishment, and they start dancing because it's appropriate at the time.
You know, not that I want to actually read any of these rules that New York City has installed, but I'm curious now to know what exactly defines dancing. Do you have to have a partner to dance? Can I dance by myself?
Right, exactly. If you get into the music, can you kind of move your shoulders a little bit?
Right, now, does that qualify as dancing? I mean, how much movement do you have to have rhythm? I mean, is it if you just shift your butt a little bit, does that qualify as dancing? I mean, at what point do you cross the line into dancing?
What is the legal definition of dancing in New York City?
I really want to know. If you're in NYC, share it with us. 800-259-9231. I mean, apparently bartenders are frequently telling people that they're not allowed to dance in a bar. Are they afraid they're going to be caught up in a sting operation? Are there cops that go around to bars in New York City and spot check to make sure there's no one dancing without permission? I mean, is this 1920? What is going on with this country? 800-259-9231. You know, Manwich and I are going to be in New York City sometime this year for a talk radio convention. Maybe we'll just have to go and shake it a little bit in the hotel bar or something like that.
I've got the info after the break.
All right, cool. 800-259-9231. Dancing is illegal in America? It's Free Talk Live.
for months now, you've been hearing about the incredible health benefits of Zango, the functional health beverage made from the whole fruit of mangosteen. What you probably didn't know is that Zango joined forces with the leading manufacturer and distributor of functional health beverages like Capri Sun, Sobe, Mystic, and Red Bull to create the fastest growing business opportunity in America today. Are you sick of barely having enough money? Are you tired of working so hard yet feeling like you'll never get ahead? Are you ready to start investing in your own business instead of somebody else's? Whatever it is you seek, Zango could be that special company that helps you achieve your hopes and dreams. So take matters into your own hands. Create a future that doesn't depend on a fickle 401k and lateral promotions. Zango is what you are looking for. Find out more by calling 888-203-6633 or visit mangosteenmarket.com. That's M-A-N-G-O-S-T-E-E-N market.com. Call 888-203-6633 today.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Not anymore. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, which makes the dollars that you have worth less and less. The solution? The Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that is 100% backed by gold and silver. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value, $1 at a time. To learn more, visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
There are many paths you can take in the pursuit of liberty. The fastest avenue to real political change is being paved by the Republican Liberty Caucus. Join Representatives Ron Paul, Jeff Flake, and dozens of state legislators in advancing the ideals of individual rights, limited government, and private enterprise within the GOP. The Republican Liberty Caucus, online at rlc.org. That's rlc.org. Your path to liberty.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here with an important question. When was the last time you used Pure Soap? I mean, real hard to find all-natural Pure Soap that contains no dyes, perfumes, deodorants, detergents, or other dangerous toxins. The Calbin Pure Soap Company, for the past 57 years, has been making triple-concentrated Pure Soaps exclusively for healthcare professionals and hospitals. Now, for the first time, Calbin Pure Soap is available factory-direct to you and your family. That's great news because Calbin Pure Soap is made from all-natural ingredients. It's earth-friendly and completely environmentally safe. So if you want yesterday's values today for good old-fashioned pure soap, call 1-800-340-7091. Save up to 85% off supermarket and retail store prices. Call today for a Calbin soap catalog at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091 or on the web at calbinpuresoap.com. Try pure soap once and I'll guarantee you'll never use anything else.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It is the Saturday edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
Torgo sitting in for the vacationing man. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. We have all kinds of neat stuff on our website, and it's all for free, including the wiki. It's our newest feature, W-I-K-I, wiki.freetalklive.com. All of the content on the wiki, information about the show hosts, information about the show, the issues we talk about, and a variety of other things, has all been created by you, the listeners. We didn't do anything. We just turned it on, and you guys filled it in. I mean, you can go and you can change the wiki. You can add to it. It's really neat, wiki.freetalklive.com. Hey, by the way, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project and to join the Second American Revolution, call them toll-free, 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604. Or go to freestateproject.org. Again, freestateproject.org. You know, Torgo, the longer we do this show, the more crazy laws that we just kind of stumble across.
Yeah.
I could not believe that there's no dancing laws on the books in New York City. Now, I know you're kind of digging through the laws right now. I've actually got the history of the no dancing laws in New York City. And I asked the question right before we went to break. I said, is this 1920? And as a matter of fact,
1926.
That's when these laws came about, according to clubvibes.com. And by the way, I don't go to clubs, and I'm not much of a dancer. But I absolutely support your right to dance in any club that wants to allow you to dance in their club.
Yeah, I'm actually looking at legalizeddancingnyc.com.
Oh, my gosh. There's an entire movement here.
Yep.
documentary film about it as well.
Well, New York City, let's see, if you've been to NYC or know anyone that has, you'd probably have heard about the no dance law. Sound ridiculous? It's happening. The city of New York has had a stringent law in force since the prohibition years of 1920 to 1931. It was brought into force in a determined effort to try and suppress the then spiraling jazz scene in Harlem. New York's cabaret laws began during Prohibition 1926, as you pointed out, Torgo, and historically were even more restrictive than they are now. They were racially motivated, used to keep the white and black communities from dancing together. A club with all-black band and an all-white audience was okay. A club with an all-white band and an all-black audience was all right, but it was not acceptable for racially mixed bands to play or mixed audiences to hear them. New York
Wow. Stops,
shut them down. Through lawsuits and relatively more enlightened city officials, the laws have since been chipped away a bit. Nowadays, the only thing the cabaret license provides is indeed the ability to have dancing at your night spot. And it goes on here, but it's just amazing to me. Let's go to the phones. Let's talk to Monroe in Iowa. Actually, no, that's Manuel in Iowa. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
I think that if we're going to have public television and we can't get rid of it, then we should go back to floggings and beatings of everyone who enforces those stupid laws right now. That's what we should do.
I think we should have stocks in the town square.
Yeah, there you go. Videotape it and, you know, put it on every TV out there.
Can you believe this, Manuel?
This is incredible, and I thought these were new laws. I can't believe it goes back
80 years.
Yeah, 80 years.
You would think it was I mean, there's plenty of old laws on the books that aren't enforced anymore. I mean, there's lots of those. You would think it might be one of those things. But no, there's actually signs on the walls in establishments in New York City that say no dancing.
What is the modern reasoning for this? Just to sort of, you know, people are having too much fun, you know, for your own good? You can't have too much laughter, too much fun.
Well, they claim, the article that I read before claims that it brings too much traffic to the area because the dance clubs are too popular, I guess.
Now, this whole thing started out in 1926, but it wasn't really enforced for a long time. However, in 1997, that's when it started to gain attention again, when Giuliani created the Nightclub Enforcement Task Force in order to enforce his quality of life campaign. That's when he was cleaning up Times Square, getting all the porn shops out of there.
Mm-hmm.
He also created the Nightclub Enforcement Task Force to make sure that all the nightclubs were complying with all the laws.
Including the no dancing law.
I'm sure that task force, they had guns, I'm sure.
Oh, absolutely. They were a multi-agency task force, meaning they were the licensing bureau, they were the police force, they were probably just all of the different county bureaucracies you could get together.
I'm imagining like a dance stings where the cops will go in and send somebody undercover and they'll start dancing in the club to see if the bartender orders them to stop. And if they don't order them to stop within a certain amount of time, they'll arrest the bartender or something like that. I mean, it sounds silly, but it sounds like something they would do. Amazing. Manuel, final thoughts for us?
I can't think anymore.
Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Your brain has been turned to mush by these stupid laws.
Yeah, you know, my brain has been dying slowly throughout this whole show, and I think this last thing has just kind of snapped it.
Oh, are you ready for this will be the killer. Andrew in California, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo.
Hey, guys, how you doing? You all keep me laughing. But,
oh, good, Andrew. What's on your mind?
My 911 phone call horror stories involve calling 911 and just getting a hold message of all, you know, too busy to take your call, that will go on indefinitely. But what I have found is if you call the local precinct, whatever your local cop station is, you'll get a response almost immediately. And much quicker than I live in San Francisco, and it's busy almost all the time. Like a Friday night, you can call for 5 hours and not get through to them.
To 911?
Yeah.
That's true. I've called 911 and gotten a recording before. Now, we're in Florida, and throughout the entire state of Florida, if you have a wireless phone, if you dial *FHP, you can get the Florida Highway Patrol.
Yeah.
So I've been out driving and seen something where I needed to call 911 and couldn't get anybody. But I used that alternate number, and Highway Patrol responded almost immediately.
All cell calls to 911 in San Francisco go to Highway Patrol automatically.
Thanks for the clue, man. We appreciate hearing from you, Andrew. 800-259-9231. Wow, I can't imagine the feeling that you would have if you needed some sort of emergency response and it was busy, or you got put on hold, or got an answering machine. More on the way. If you want to take control of the airwaves, only moments remain, so make the call now. It is Free Talk Live.
Imagine, you're on trial. The charge against you, violating one of the hundreds of laws Congress passes each year. You rise in your defense and say, Your Honor, I didn't know about this law. How will the judge respond? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org, and I think you know the answer. The judge will reply, Ignorance of the law is no excuse. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. We want to slow the politicians down. We want to reduce the size and power of the federal government, and we want them to sweat the details, just like you do. Check out DownsizedDC.org, because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
So you take care of your car, you change the oil, tune it up on a regular basis, and always make sure that it's running at its best. When it comes to your car, you demand performance. That's why you need SFR's Protecta Synthetic Oil Treatments, Protecta Engine Treatment, Protecta Transmission Treatment, and Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment. Protecta meets the demands you put on your vehicle by providing more horsepower, improving gas mileage, decreasing emissions, and promotes longer engine life. Only Protecta contains a new technology, Nano-B, which is not found in any competitive additive products at your local auto parts store. At Protecta, we do not compromise quality because you expect the very best. We provide products that work right the first time, every time. So get more when you treat it right with Protecta. For a very special introductory half-price offer available only to GCN listeners, please call 888-USE-SFR-1 or visit www.sfrcorp.com. That's 888-USE-SFR, the number one, or visit www.sfrcorp.com. Call now.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and only moments remain on the Saturday show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And you can take control of the airwaves, 800-259-9231. Hey, if you like what we're doing here on Free Talk Live, consider becoming an amplifier. You go to amp.freetalklive.com. We give you everything on our website for free. The archives, we've got a year's worth of them there. They're all on the house. And if you appreciate that, and if you appreciate what we're doing on Free Talk Live, then, well, send us $3 a month. That's what amplifying is about. It stands for advertise, market, and promote. You send us $3, we turn it around into advertising for the show. We get on more radio stations around the country. We get on more internet connections. And it's really an effective program. And it's so affordable. Amp.freetalklive.com. You get access to classic archives. You get bonuses like access to the Amplifier-only forum, the Amplifier-only call-in line. So get all the details.
Ian invites you over to his house for dinner.
Well, if you're a really big amplifier, it's going to take you more than $3 a month. But amp.freetalklive.com. Hey, we got the story about the immigrants in California, but I want to save that for Monday night. So if you're going to join us Monday night for that.
I'll be here for that, too.
You will. But right now, Jacksonville, Florida. A local school employee said a rough run-in with a couple of Homeland Security officers has left him with a strong sense of insecurity. This from News 4 Jax. Lander Pickett, a teacher's assistant at Englewood Elementary, said he was manhandled and handcuffed by two plainclothed Homeland Security officers in front of the school for no reason at all. Says, I'd like to treat people the way I would want to be treated, and yesterday, I wasn't treated that way. Pickett has been working at Englewood School for 2 years, and his principal and colleagues told Channel 4 they've never met a harder working or nicer guy. And so then they go on to talk about how great he is. Tuesday afternoon, Pickett's niceness turned to anger, disappointment, and betrayal when, as Pickett was directing bus traffic, he said he was handcuffed and roughed up and humiliated by the very people that were supposed to be protecting him. He said, "I walked up to him and said, 'Sir, you need to move.' And that's when he said, 'I'm a police officer. I'm with Homeland Security. I'll move it when I want to.' That's when he started grabbing me on my arm," said Pickett. So what happened was the guy was parked in front of the school buses, and he was trying to move traffic through and trying to get the kids out of school for the afternoon. And the Homeland Security guy just said, "Nah, we'll move whenever we darn well feel like it." Well, Homeland Security, of course, says the story was a little different. They claim the only reason the officers were at the school was because they pulled over to look at a map. The department also said it's looking into what happened and that Pickett's version is definitely wrong. They claim he was antagonizing the officers.
"Hey, guys, you need to move your car. Come on. Why haven't you moved it yet? I got to get these kids." No, that's not what was happening. Stop it. And even so, he was an annoying teacher. If that's what was going on, he was just an annoying teacher. It's not like, "Well, you better move the car or I'll call Hamas and they'll come with their bombs and blow up the country." Then, Homeland Security, please handcuff that man.
According to the coach at the school, Mr. Pickett asked the guy blocking the bus loading zone to move, and the guy told him he'd move his car when he got ready to move it. So there were even witnesses here. At that point, I intervened and went up to the gentleman and said, "Mr. Pickett is an employee here," and they said that didn't matter. According to the media specialist, "We're with Homeland Security," and on they went. And pretty soon, before you know it, he's handcuffed and being slammed against a car, all while the children are watching. So after about 30 minutes, the men finally released Mr. Pickett.
So he was in that situation for a half hour?
Yeah.
Ugh.
These are the people that you want to protect you? These people are just Nazis, in my opinion. Hey, it's Benny in here with you.
And Torgo.
We're done for tonight. It's been the Saturday show, but we do it all week long, so join us online. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.